Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a selector dub style edit in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming straight at that jungle era old school DN beat energy. Think vocal led call and response, a wobbling bass answer, chopped breaks, dub delay throws, and just enough grit to make it feel like a real sound system moment. This is not about making a giant flashy sound design patch that sounds cool on its own and then falls apart in a track. We're making something DJ functional, something that can live in a drop, a second drop iteration, or as a selector switch up inside a roller. The whole point is contrast. The vocal says something, the bass answers, the drums keep the floor moving, and the automation gives the whole thing that live dub mix feeling. Let's set the scene first. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want a really solid old-school jungle feel, 172 BPM is a sweet spot. Fast enough to hit hard, but still heavy and weighty. Now create your basic tracks. You want one audio track for vocals, one MIDI track for sub bass, one MIDI track for the mid bass or wobble layer, and one track for breaks. Then set up at least one return for dub delay and one for reverb. If you want, add an extra track for effects or impacts. But the core of this lesson is really vocal, bass, and break. Before we build sounds, think in 4-bar phrasing. That's a huge part of drum and bass arrangement. 4 bars is where the ear understands the move. So a simple target could be 4 bars of lead-in, 8 bars of main selector edit, 4 bars of variation, and then 4 bars of exit or turnaround. Tight phrasing like that gives the section a professional, DJ-ready shape right away. Now let's start with the vocal, because in this kind of edit the vocal is not just a lead line, it's the hook and the cue. You want something with character. A spoken phrase, an MC hit, a chant, or a short dubwise line works really well. Ideally, you can reduce it down to 2 to 4 strong syllables. Drop the vocal into Ableton and warp it properly. If it's a full vocal phrase, use Complex Pro. If it's more percussive speech, Beats Mode can work nicely. If you want to get more hands-on, slice the phrase into short hits and trigger the syllables like a pattern. That can be really effective for a selector-style rhythm. Once it's in place, clean it up a bit. Use EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so the low mud is gone. Then add some saturator for presence, maybe just 2 to 5 dB of drive. If the vocal feels too spiky, a little compressor or glue compressor can smooth it out. And for that dub character, an auto filter with a low pass sweep is essential. That's what gives you the feeling of throws and live mix movement. A good vocal phrase might land like this. Selector on bar 1, then a second jab, like wheel up, on bar 3, then some space or a delay tail in between. Keep it rhythmic. In DNB, the vocal often works best as a percussive cue rather than a big sung lead. Now we build the foundation underneath it, the sub. This sub should be simple, clean, mono, and solid, boring in the best way possible. Load operator on a MIDI track, set oscillator to a sine wave, and keep the rest minimal. Turn on mono behavior, and if you want a little dubby attitude, add a tiny bit of glide, somewhere around 40 to 80 milliseconds. That gives you those subtle old-school slides without making it sloppy. Write a bass line that follows the vocal rhythm instead of fighting it. The best results usually come when the bass and vocal are answering each other. If the vocal says selector on beat 1, maybe the bass replies on the and or on beat 2. That tiny delay can make the whole thing feel intentional and alive. Keep the notes simple, mostly eighth notes or quarter notes, with a few shorter 16th note stabs if needed. The sub should carry weight, but it should never try to become the main character. Keep it centered and narrow. If needed, use utility to make sure the low end stays mono and focused. Let the mid layer bring the movement. And that's our next step, the wobble or reese layer. This is where the section gets its selector dub identity. Load a second MIDI track with wave-eatable or analog. Start with a rich detuned saw-style tone, or a complex wave-eatable with plenty of mid-range. Keep the detune modest. You don't want a giant trance patch. You want something rude, focused, and jungle-friendly. Now add some movement shaping. Put auto-filter first, then saturator, then maybe a tiny bit of redux or overdrive if you need more edge. A little chorus ensemble or phaser flanger can work too, but use it carefully. We want width in the harmonics, not a mess in the low end. Utility at the end helps you control width so the layer can breathe without getting out of hand. A good starting point is to automate the filter cutoff somewhere between 150 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Open it up on the response, close it down on the vocal phrase, then open it again when the bass answers. That push-pull is the heart of the selector vibe. It feels like a dub engineer writing the mix live. Now write the mid-bass so it literally answers the vocal. Keep the rhythm simple enough to breathe around the breakbeat. Short wobble hits on eighths or sixteenths can work beautifully, especially if you leave gaps. Remember, in jungle and DNB, silence is part of the groove. If every space is filled, nothing speaks. Also, a useful coach note here, don't just think in layers, think in answers. If the vocal hits on one, let the bass respond slightly later. That delay makes the whole idea feel like call and response instead of just stacked sounds. At this point, route both bass layers into a bass group. This is where you make them feel like one system. Put EQ 8 first, if needed, and high pass the mid layer around 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Use glue compressor very lightly if the two layers feel disconnected, but don't overdo it. You want them to move together without flattening the groove. Check the phase and the balance. Solo both layers together. If the low end feels thin or hollow, flip the phase on one layer and see if it locks better. Also pay attention to note length. The sub and the mid should start together and end together, or at least feel like they belong to the same gesture. And don't be afraid to let the sub be louder than you think, especially on headphones. The mid bass should cut through with harmonics, not brute force. Now we bring in the breakbeat context, because this is where the whole thing becomes jungle instead of just dub bass with a vocal. Choose a chopped break, or use simpler in slice mode if you want to get hands-on with classic style break editing. Focus on the old-school ingredients. Snare backbeats, ghost notes, small kick pickups, little hat fragments. That's what makes the groove move. Apply a groove if needed, but keep it subtle. A light swing from the groove pool can do a lot, especially if it's based on a break or MPC-style feel. You don't want the drums too quantized. Let them breathe a little. That human push and pull is part of the old-school charm. Then add small edits at the ends of bars. A snare flam, a reverse hat, a little kick pickup, or a short stop into the next vocal delay throw. These details matter. They keep the listener locked into the language of jungle, where the rhythm is always changing just enough to stay alive. Now let's talk about dub delay and reverb, because those aren't just effects here. They're arrangement tools. Create a return track with echo for delay. Try a dotted quarter or dotted eighth note time, with feedback somewhere between 20 and 45%. Filter the delay so the low end stays out of the way. If you want, add a little modulation for extra wobble in the tail. Then create another return for reverb. Use a dark reverb with a decay around 1 to 2.5 seconds, and make sure you high pass the return so it doesn't cloud the bass. Now send selectively. Maybe the word selector gets a longer delay throw. Maybe the final word in a phrase gets a more exaggerated tail. Maybe a bass stab gets only a short echo. The point is to use space as part of the musical tension. In a fast genre like DNB, controlled space is power. Now we automate the whole thing like a LEV selector edit. Automate the bass filter cutoff, the vocal send levels, delay feedback on the last phrase, and maybe even a little drum group filtering or muting for half bar cuts. If you want a really strong move, let the first bar feel dry and upfront, then open the bass response on the second bar, thin the drums slightly in the third bar, and throw the delay wide in the fourth bar before the turnaround. That creates a proper phrase shape. If you prefer, use clip envelopes for shorter moves inside the loop, and arrangement automation for bigger transitions. Either way, make it feel performed, not just programmed. A great variation trick is to create a two-pass bass response. In the first pass, keep the answer short and filtered. In the second pass, give it slightly more width and a longer tail. Same riff, different energy. That gives you progression, without losing the core idea. You can also flip the call and response later on. In one half of the loop, the vocal leads and the bass answers. In the next half, let the bass lead with a little pickup and have the vocal respond. That inversion keeps the listener engaged without changing the palette. Another useful move is a bar 4 wrong note turn. Just one brief passing note or a tiny semitone slide at the end of the phrase can create tension into the next section. Keep it short, keep it teasing. In jungle, a little unresolved energy goes a long way. Now do the final mix check. Make sure the sub is mono and controlled. Check that the vocal isn't fighting the bass in the mid-range. If it is, you can carve a small dip in the bass around 700 Hz to 2k Hz, but only if needed. Also watch the mud zone around 200 to 400 Hz. That's where breaks and bass can get cloudy fast. Clean it up just enough to keep the groove clear. Leave headroom while you build. Try to keep the master peaking around minus 6 dB. Don't squash the section too early. You want the groove to breathe. And one last important thing. Listen for emotional center. Old school edits usually lean into one core attitude. Maybe it's rude. Maybe it's eerie. Maybe it's hype. Maybe it's dubwise and tense. Pick one and let the vocal, bass, and drums serve that feeling. That focus is what makes the section memorable. If the wobble feels a little unstable, that's not always a problem. A bit of filter drift or oscillator movement can make it feel more alive. Don't overfix the character out of it. So, to recap the workflow, start with the vocal, build a clean mono sub, add a moving mid bass for the wobble and Reese character, bring in chopped breaks for the jungle identity, and then use delay, reverb, and filter automation like a live dub performance. The result should feel like a real selector moment, not just a loop.